figured one safer wouldn't do it for you.
Shubis?
That's it.
Give him the base down, you know? Shir Zion.
We have a lot of work to do. We're already starting late. So let's do our best over here. This is a very, very intricate sugya. A lot of different details. And it takes a lot of chazor and a lot of focus and concentration. Let's do our best over here.
What's your number?
The one after yesterday.
Machlekes.
Says the Gemara over here.
Yesterday.
The Gemara's going on the Braisa. So the Braisa says, my shaktu. Shaktu is why you don't get married on Sunday. You're supposed to get married on Wednesday. Mesakon ve'elach, married on Tuesday. But b'sheni lo yichnas, v'machmasa oines. It's mutter. We're not sure what machmasa oines means. First, the Gemara thinks it's tzar tzov abalair. Spoke about a Yushalmi that says it has something to do with kshafim or something like that. Now the Gemara is suggesting something else. The Gemara says, v'yibayis ema, my machmas oines, says the Gemara, a whole story over here of so then what do you do? And then so on and so forth. Now, what's the oinus? What's the case? Rashi says, the case is that the father, the person died. The father died on Monday. You can't wait till Wednesday. So therefore, you get married on Monday. That's imach masoines mutter to get married on Monday. Now, why do we allow you to get married on Monday? So the Gemara speaks about lots of different components. Gemara says it's a hefsid moment. The Gemara speaks about because the father is not there, like a man, the tarach lehu. Therefore, there's all these different components. Maybe the reason has to do with that, which is that if we're going to end up doing the chuppah later, if we end up burying the father today and do the chuppah later, when do we end up doing the chuppah?
In a month or a week.
In a week or a month from now, whatever it is, it's not going to be the same. Either it'll be a loss of money, or there's going to be that the father won't be toireach, there won't be whatever it is. That's oinus, because we don't want it to look shabby.
How does shaktu overcome a transpersonal?
How does shaktu?
Because the shaktu double week.
It's not.
Because we're doing right. It's not to do with shaktu, like we're having food not spoiled, like that. It's not part of shaktu.
It's not. I mean, it's Suda.
It's Suda, which is really part of Shabbat.
The Suda, that's what we said. Also, Sartova, the Suda is overcoming the Takana, we said. Sartova also.
Tavashvach Chasna is Oynes?
This is called Machmas Oynes. The Oynes, I guess, is the Misa is called the Oynes. A Kitzer, the Pashup shot in the Gemara is that because we don't want for this. For whatever loss there's going to be, either it's not going to be, it's going to have sin moment, or it's not going to be as nice the next time around. We'll have to get into all those mechanics later. But that's the reason. However, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Shariyeli points out, according to Tosfos, you could say something else, which is as follows. Rabbi said, when is the chasana supposed to be? This Wednesday. If you bury the dead first, when's the chasana going to be first? Max next Wednesday, maybe even a month later. Tosfos holds, we never push off the chasana. If you remember in the previous sugya, we had a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. What's going on with the Sartsov? Is he coming or going? Tosfos says, if you're telling me you should wait till next Wednesday, wait a week, wait a month, wait a year, wait forever. So he says, we don't wait. So what does it mean? He's coming and he's staying. It means for the entire day. But if he's staying an entire day, we're not going to push off the wedding till next Wednesday. We're going to make him do the wedding now. Tosfos holds, we don't push off weddings. Period. So over here, if we don't get married on Tuesday, you can't get married on, if you don't get married on Monday, I mean, you're not going to get married on Wednesday. Why not? Because he's an Avel. He can't get married Wednesday. So if we're not pushing off the wedding, make the wedding on Monday. The same way in the other answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Saratsova is coming in the year, and he's staying the entire Wednesday. I could get married next Wednesday, says Tosfos. You don't push it off next Wednesday. Get married Monday. Rashi learns if he's just staying this Wednesday, so get married next Wednesday. Tosis asked, if you're doing that, then get married on, what does it mean he's staying? So wait it out until next month, until half a year from now. Rashi said, either we said the pshat is 1 week, we're willing to wait, or the pshat in Rashi is that when if it's an unknown amount of time, then we don't push it off. Either way, Rashi clearly holds we're willing to push it off a week. Tosis doesn't all push it off a week, so in our sugya, if you don't get married on Monday, you're going to have to push off the chasana. Machmas oinus is, you're an oinus, because or else you're going to have to push off the chasana. There's a two pshatim in the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to see. Behem shechasugya, if it makes an afkamina. Al kolponim, we ask the question. The Gemara says, right now, this person is in a matziv. He's not an ovel yet, because they haven't buried the mace. But he's in a matziv, which we call aninus. So what do you do? What do we do?
I don't have a pen for Yeshua.
Okay. I can get
one
pencil.
I do. Oh, we got a piece of paper for him, right? Great. Okay.
So what do we do under these circumstances? Machnisen es ha-meis l'cheder, v'sachosen v'sakalo l'chuppah. We put the mace into the cheder, and the chosen v'kalo come to the chuppah. Uboyo bilas mitzvah pirish. Which means while he's in oinein, he's doing a bia. So there's numerous questions we have over here. One question is that an oinein enochanami is not a regular ovel, but he also has restrictions. While he's an oinein, there's also certain dinim, we assume at least, of avelus during the aninus also. So the chayra, he should meet din avelus be aser in tashmish amito. One of the dinim of an ovel is he can't do tashmish amitos, even though he's only in this in between, he's in this limbo stage. But is it an oinein also aser in tashmish amito? That's the Rishonim speak about. We have to know what the Yisrael Machloikas is, but the Ritva says he is! An Oinein is Aser and Tashmish Amita. So why are we allowing him here? Says the Ritva, because being that we're not burying the mace, therefore it's like he's Nisayish Milo Kaivroi, and therefore he loses his Din Oinein. We said the whole Din Oinein really is perhaps just to focus on the Kfura. There's no Kfura to do now, because it's Machnisan as the mace Lacheder. The mace is Ki'ilu now, is now temporarily. Hands off. So therefore, now you're mutter and tashmish amita. Frek the magia on the Rabbeinu David Pavarsky lechayra. If it's nisyayish milchayra, it should be chal the avelus mamish. So we said it's called nisyayish lechayra lizman. So therefore, it doesn't get a din avel, but he loses his din einain, and he's like in between. And therefore, it's mutter and tashmish amita. That's pshat in the ritva. But in a chanami, a regular einain aser and tashmish amita. That's the Ritva. Rabbeinu Yoina says, El Hanami, this person is also usher in classic Tashmish Amita. But over here it's Bias Mitzvah. Bias Mitzvah Shiny. We allow him to do Bias Mitzvah. El Hanami, only one Bia. But he's not allowed to do more, according to.
Isn't every Bia Mitzvah?
This is for some reason called Bias Mitzvah. We have to figure out why. This is a different type of.
From a fact that it says Pirish,
yeah, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. You have to know if why is this called a Mitzvah B'chlal? Yeah,
in fact, it says Pirish. It sounds like you gave a Hechsher, but now you have to.
Ein Hechanami. Pirish, one Hechsher out. One Bia out, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina. Very good. That'll be the reason for Pirish. And the Rambam Rabboisai is the third Shita. The Rambam holds there's no Isser Tashmish on an Oinein. It's not true. The Kasha Heipzach Nisht On. Snisken Kasha B'chlal, according to the Rambam. Why? Oin is not Isser Tashmish Mita. It's not true. You see from David HaMelech, even Bishas, that he was an Oinein, you saw he wasn't limiting himself, Bechlal, in the Dinim of Avelus. So we have here a big machloikis, whether an Oinein has a Din Avelus or not. Okay. Now Rabbi Yisrael asked another question. Zol Zayn Midin Avelus. He doesn't, you're not going to stop the Tashmish because it's one of the Inuyim. Maybe there is no Din Inuy here for some reason. I have a different kasha. An oinein is not allowed to do mitzvahs. So look at tashmish as a mitzvah. You goofa called it uboyo bilas mitzvah. Oinein is not allowed to do mitzvahs. So how is an oinein doing over here bilas mitzvah? The first question we asked is because we're looking at tashmish as an inui. He's not allowed to. He has all the different inuyim that lechayra that the oinein should have, sicha and other things. Tashmish should be an inui. We don't make him take off his shoes because he has to be busy with the kvura. You need shoes in order to go do the kvura. But the other things that are not necessarily the kvura, the chayra, frekna ritva, he should have a din inoy. Says the ritva enachanami over here, for some reason they don't have. But forget about the din inoy. The fact is that this is bias mitzvah. Oinin is also doing mitzvahs. So we explained. So the Machane Chaim says, it's not a real mitzvah, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. And a hechsher mitzvah, maybe an oinin is allowed to do. The Chashuk Echemet brings down the Machane Chaim, in which he asks that, where do we see a difference between a hechsher mitzvah and a full-fledged mitzvah that you're allowed to do? Well, why are you machalik between them? We wanted to suggest a different teretz. We wanted to say that maybe this, that oinin is usher mitzvahs, is only a mitzvah that the oinin is doing only l'shem the mitzvah. But it is an itzah that an oinin would do as part of his regular routine. Grada, the Torah made it into a mitzvah. The oinin is not muzhar. They has to hold back from doing it. For example, the oinin wants to eat, so grada now eating is a mitzvah. Oinin is not allowed to eat on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos on Pesach. There's a mitzvah matzah. He wants to eat matzah, so it's usher for him to eat matzah. Even Laila Rishoina. No, it's not usher for him to eat matzah. He's now allowed to do something which is only doing l'shem mitzvah. That he's not allowed to do. Tefillin, davening.
If he wouldn't be doing this, he wouldn't be able to do it.
What?
What do you mean?
Everyone has. What do you mean?
The first time.
The only reason he's able to do it right now is because it's a mitzvah.
That's only according to the Rabbi Yoina.
But if Ishus is chal with this beer, so then it's a beer mitzvah. Ishus is chal with this beer.
So what?
It's not something that you're doing regularly.
He would do it anyway. He's not doing it only l'shem. This is avodas Hashem.
You waited 12 months.
This is something that a person does.
You waited 12 months.
That's why he didn't do it up until now. But the doing it is a normal thing. He's not saying, I'm doing this surely l'shem mitzvah. It's a birchas hanenin when you get married. It's a birchas hashevach. So a person does it because that's what a person does.
Why
do we only allow one?
So
that's what we spoke about. We have to see why is only one allowed. Maybe it has to be Isaac in the Kvura, or maybe Besulim, or maybe for other reasons. But the Maisa, why is he doing this now?
Matzah, we're calling it Achilas Matzah mitzvah? No, he has to eat, so he eats matzah.
Right.
But so then why are we calling it over here Bilas mitzvah?
There's nothing wrong, but he'll have a mitzvah also when he eats the matzah. 100% will be owed to the mitzvah.
Lala Pesach, he can't eat the matzah.
Of course, the Ani can eat the matzah. He's hungry. He wants matzah.
There's an Isser of Inoy during the Havelos.
Right?
Oh, we always say there's no Isser Inoy for some reason. Exactly. We have a different Shaila. You're us to do mitzvahs. And Abba's allowed to do mitzvahs. Abba just has din Inoy. But Abba davens. But during the, when he's in Oinein, he's not allowed to do a mitzvah. But what mitzvah is he not allowed to do? Only a mitzvah that all he's doing is the Shem mitzvah. But if it's something that the Abba does, because the Abba, the Oinein does it for his own personal benefit and grat, it's a mitzvah. We're not telling the oinin that he has to cause himself to suffer. That's the din inoy. Does he have it or not have it? That was the last discussion. But mitzad this that he doesn't have to do mitzvahs, this is not going to be nechal that lechayra. Now we have the third kasha, Rabbi Isai. Is the third kasha which we didn't discuss yesterday, which is, but why does he need it? Why are we doing it? We spoke about why is it mutter. It's mutter, there's no problem of inui. Three answers. There's no problem of oinin is usher to do mitzvahs. Two answers. But what do we need it for? Why is it necessary? Bifrat l'Rashi, Rabbi Isai. Rashi said that be'etzem, we should be burying this mace ASAP. Rashi said before, Rashi says this is a special heter. He tirulem lahachnis as a mace lacheda. We're matter that. Really, you should be metapo with the mace immediately. So only things that are critical for us to have are we going to do. So you need a chuppah. Why do we need chuppah? Because we don't want the avails to be chal before the chuppah is chal. But once you have the chuppah, what do you need boil bilas mitzvah for?
Maybe it's part of the chuppah.
Maybe. Let's see.
What's the kasha? What do we need to watch for?
What do we need the bias mitzvah for? We explained why you're allowed to do the bias mitzvah. But what do you need it for now? That's the shaila. Comes along the haflaw, and the haflaw says that the reason you need the bias for the following reason. We remember Rabbi Isai Rambam, that the Rambam says chupas nida is not goymer. The Rambam says chuppas nida is not goymer. Why is the chuppas nida not goymer? Because you need a chuppah haru'uya lebiya. So, if you say over here that He only thinks he's allowed to do his chuppah, and he has to wait. He's not allowed to do bia now. Why? Because he has to top him with a mace. You're be'etzem making him do a chuppah she'eino ru'uya lebia.
She's ru'uya lebia. He just can't
go. Good.
Even so, then he should have the bia. He just should be allowed to have it.
Says the Hafla, therefore, we have to make time also for the bias mitzvah. This is the Hafla. So the oil is jumping, very good. We'll start with Ezi's because this is the easiest time. The fi Ezi would come out that you don't really need the bia itself. You just need that it should be royal bia. You don't need the actual bia. You just have to have enough time. You have to be matir the bia. So bia bias mitzvah just means we have to be matir the bias mitzvah. Do we need the bias mitzvah actually to happen? No. Because it just needs a chuppah haruuya the bia. So we tell them, if you want to do a bia, you can. You don't want a bia, also okay. The Shita Mekubetzis is a different answer. Also, we have, if you get back into the sugya of chuppas nida, does it have to be a din of the gavra or a din of the chevtza? If it's an avel, is it mitzad the etzem kedushin? There you could do a bia. It's just the zaiti gazach that we have to. We spoke about that in Elul. That's what Yudah Bresher brought up. I think it's a good thing for him to like go read Duch Nachamol tomorrow. It would be nice to say chabur on this.
So,
and don't
know. I can't hear out of my left ear. I'm sorry.
Asher, can you tell him? Okay, Rabbi, so let's go back to it. Shit, the Mukubetz is a different teretz. A kitzer, the teretz of the fly is you need a chuparui labia. Comes along with Shit, the Mukubetz and says, no. He says, you need it for a different reason. Because in order for us to push off the Avelus, Rashi says, what you need is over here. Rashi says, the top of Daftal Amid Aleph, Upoirish, V'yikbur Sameis Miyad, Dekivon Dechola Alav Chasana Havel Legabe Kiregel. You need it to be a regel. How does it become a regel? Chola Alav Chasana, says the Shita Mekubetzis, and he's Medaikin in Rashi, this question of Chola Alav Chasana. What's Rashi saying? He says that in order for this to really be the Simcha in its entirety, you need there to be also a Bia. Or else it's not called Chola Alav Chasana. This is an abstract Chasana, but when did the Chasana actually really be completed? It's only when there's a B.S. Mitzvah. That's what the Shita Mekubetzis says.
Simcha has to do with
it. And in order for it to be a regel, it has to be Chola Alav Chasana.
It will be danced by the Chasana before it.
Oh, okay, so we'll have to see that. There is Simcha still there, but it's not the complete regel. Okay, nafkamina would be the following thing. What happens if the mace was mace after the chuppah? What happens if the mace was mace after the chuppah? So according to the Hafla, the Yidin Chuppah Ruya Lebiya, was this Chuppah Ruya Lebiya?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Afterwards, there came up issues. Now we got issues. So you don't need there to be a Biya. Masha'en Kein, according to the Shita Mekubetzis, that you needed to be Chola Alav Chasana, says the Achroinim L'Choyra, Reb Dov Pabarsky and others, you the Choyra over there, you should still need a Biya. However, there's an interesting Korban Asanal. I can't wrap my head around it exactly. It says like this. When do we hold that you need a bia in order to be Chola Alav Chasana? That's only the Chasana is tinged with sadness. What's the sadness?
Can't have bia.
Nope. Mace. So in order to make this into a regal, you need that this should be, that is, he's Baalel. You need that she be boiled by this mitzvah to kind of like raise up this matziv into making it into a regal. However, in a regular chasana, the chasana itself already makes a regal. You got it? I don't understand really the mechanics of that, but that's what the Korban Asano says. So it comes out, even according to the Shita Mekubetzis, if it was mace after the chuppah, b'shas the chuppah was a festa, lebedika chuppah, everyone was happy, so therefore it's already a regel. So the only nafkamina left is going to be Aziz nafkamina. What happens? Do you need actual bia or just need royal bia? According to that flaw, it just needs a chuppah royal bia. You don't have the actual bia. Mashaken, according to the Shita, you need the bia itself in order to make the regel. Rabbi say this is all going in pshat in Rashi. The Rashi seems to say over here that we need the bia in order that it should be chala alav chasana. Rashi seems to say that there has to be an excuse for the bia, or else you should be doing this as fast as you can. Tosfos, however, seems to argue. If we look at the Tosfos, this is Boil Bilas Mitzvah Upairish. Top Tosfos. Tosfos says Boil Bilas Mitzvah Upairish. Koidem Sheyikbar Hames. You Boil Bilas Mitzvah Upairish. Koidem Sheyikbar Hames. When do you do the Bia? Before your Koiver the Mace. Avala Acha Sheyikbar Loi. You do the Bia before, not afterwards. Kid Amrinon Bisamuch Dvarim Shel Tzina Noyeg. Like we said later on, that there's an Isser to do Bia after the Kvura. So therefore, your Bo Bias Mitzvah Koidem Sheikbar Ames. Not achar sheyikbar hames. Why do you boil the bilas mitzvah koidem sheyikbar hames? Because afterwards it's aser. Now, according to Rashi, Rabbi said, why do you do the bia before you koiver the mace? Because what? Because once you koiver the mace, you need to be chal the rego before the avelus. You need to be chal of chasana before the avelos. So, how is a chal of chasana before the avelos? According to Rashi, of course you're doing the bia beforehand. If you don't do the bia beforehand, so then there's no point in this whole thing. The whole point was in order that we should do the chuppah and the bia. Says Tosis Vayter, v'dayik lo amidik tani kol oisan hayomim hu yashan bein ha'anoshim. The Gemara dayik the fact that there's dvarim shebetzina is noye, because the Gemara says later on he has to sleep amongst the men, she sleeps amongst the women. You see, they can't be in the same room. You see, dvarim shel tzina are noyeg. Umi ubereisha da'acha lo evi matzil lemeidak. I maybe thought you could be dayik from the reisha, asks Tosis. The davka kishameis bechedu deshari bias mitzvah. The matzilit. Why? In other words, why does the Bias Mitzvah have to come before? Why can't you do the Bias Mitzvah afterwards? The Matzah Tchui, the Boil Bias Mitzvah, Hainu Afil Acha Shachal Lav Avelis. Maybe Tak, you do the Bias Mitzvah afterwards. But Rashi's has to be before. Toysa seems to be arguing on Rashi. Toysa seems to say that there is no need for the Bia to be before in order to make that this Chasana is Chal. It says poirish. It seems like we're only matir bias mitzvah. There's another reason why maybe they're poirish. Maybe dam besul can mean perakatinoikis, that some people dam besul also is metame. Avol mehu yoshem ben anoshim daik shapir. Da'avi mishum avelus. Di mishum nidus, if that was also mishum nidus, kimin debal ishto yishena imoi, kira amar Rabbi Yosef besamach. But mishum nidus with the aloche is that you can sleep in the same room with his wife even though she's a nida. It would say all those 14 days sound like they're all the same reason. It says, so it's the hash, the mekilin tvei, the aninus, the araisa, mi ba'avelus, the rabbonon. And there's a son of Tibus Rosh and Kriya Samita. Says Toys, it comes out. We allow the Bias Mitzvah to be during Aninus. We don't allow it to be during the Avelis. Which one are we going to be more machmir on, Aninus or Avelis? We're more machmir on Avelis over Aninus. Because we're allowing the Bia to happen during the Aninus and not during the Avelis. Could be. That's what Toys says.
Russia, so
he
Yeah. So Rabbi said, we seem to have your machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says over here that you have to allow the bia to happen before the kvura. If the bia doesn't happen before the kvura, so then you have no regel. You can't. There's nothing you can do. Tosfos, on the other hand, seems to say that the bia is not a critical part of the regel. The regel is just the issue itself. Yeah, you have to know what the machloekas is, Rashi and Tosis. If it's a machloekas in the etzem, simchas achasana, kosher tafka to the ishus, to maybe it has to do with the machloekas of what nisuin is. The machloekas Tosis holds, the Rambam holds nisuin is yichud. The Ran holds nisuin is just to bring her into the house, even without yichud. What does that mean? Ishus means that we are together. We're in the same house. So then it doesn't need bia. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, the yisoid of the ishus is the intimacy. Therefore, you need a bia to make it a regal, to make it to be goyim the ishus, whatever it might be. Okay. Akoponim. This is Rashi and Tosfos. Vosok the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara. We start on the top of the Avdalah Amad Aleph. Says the Gemara. He's boyo bilas mitzvah pirish. Says the Gemara, "V'davka aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala, deleka inish the tarach lahu." It's only aviv shel chasan, ima shel kala. Aval ipcholoi. What happens if it's the Ima shel chasin? No. Aviv shel kala? No. So what would you do if it was ima shel chasin? Let's get it straight. What do we do if it's aviv shel chasin? We put the father in the cheder, they get married, then you do shivas yimei amishta, shivas yimei avelos. What would you do if it was ima shel chasin? Do the kfura.
Start the
avelus. Do the chasana later. Ay, it's pitoy afoy tivchoy tavuach yeno mazug. Too bad. Too bad.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to see. Rabbi Isai. Azoy is takal choyra shitas Rashi and the Rush. What you said. The Rush, however, brings shitas harif. The riff is a pele otzum. The riff and the maritz and the ritz geyas say the following thing. What happens if it's imoy shel chasan? What you do is the following thing. Machnisen es ames lecheder. Imoy shel chasan. Machnisen es ames lecheder. Es a chasan es a kala lechupa. Ubayo bilas mitzvah. V'noyeg shivas yimei avelus. V'achar kach noyeg shivas yimei simcha.
What's the difference?
Mishta. What? The only difference is what comes first, the avelus or the shivas yimei amishta. Even in a case when it's meis imoy shel chasan, we're going to do the chuppah first, the kfura afterwards, and then we're going to do first the avelus and then the shivas yimei amishta.
Is there a bia?
Bia. Says the riff, pele. The riff says, what do we do in that case? We're going to do the chuppah first anyway. And we're going to put the meis on hold anyway. The mace not hold. Frek the Rush, why are you doing that? I don't get it. What are you doing that for? You're chopping up the simcha. You're telling them, do the chuppah. Then they're going to have a velus. And then the simcha later. The whole thing is messed up. And what's the reason for it? He has numerous kashas. First of all, it's tamazoy awkward. Simcha, avelos, simcha. Just do it all together. And also, why do you have to be matrim to do the chuppah first? If you're not doing the simcha first, so then what are you matrim the chuppah for? But this is the shittas harif, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara continues, and then we have the Shittas Maritz Gay, the Ritz Gay. It says the Gemara. Amar Afra, my papa, Amar Chista. Lo yishano l'shanos in ma'im agave boser. Aval lo yimasa ma'im agave boser, Ms. Davin. It's only if there's going to be a hefzid. What's nos in ma'im agave boser? Then the food's going to go to waste. But if the food's not going to go to waste, what do you do? You sell the food, and what do you do then? When you sell the food, push it off. What do you do? Says the Ritz Geis, what you do is you get the chasana, do the chuppah, do the bia, do the avelos, and do the mishta a week later. The same way that the Rif said, when we're not willing to do the Mishnah first, we do the Chuppah first anyway. Over here also says the Ritz Geis, when we're not willing to do the Mishnah first, sell all the food and do the Mishnah in a week from now. Do the Chuppah, do the Bia, do the Avelos, and do the Mishnah in a week from now.
Pele. What's the whole point?
Then what's the whole point? Then what's the whole point? That's the kasha of the rush. This is the shita of the Ritz Geis and the Rif. Rabbi Yisai, it just takes a lot of time just to be able to process this shita b'chlal. So I want to try to go over it again one more time, and we're going to start to try to understand this such tifa gishmak along this year as follows. We're just trying to just lay the groundwork. Rashi learns, listen, you cannot push off the chasana. You cannot push off the kvura. The kvura has to happen immediately. Chachamim were matir to push off the kvura, and therefore we're gonna just like get in, squeeze in the chuppah, the bias mitzvah, get it to happen, and then afterwards the schal regel kvura comes, do the chuppah, bias mitzvah, then you do the mishteh, and then afterwards the avelos. What happens if it's the imoy shel chasan? You don't do that. What do? You do the kvura. And do the chuppah later. After when? In a week, in a month, we'll see. It's machlokes rishonim, a week, a month, whatever. When you're done with your mourning, then we do the simcha. But the Rif says not like that. The Rif says, even if we're not doing the mishnah now, what we're going to do is the chuppah right now, the bia right now, then we're going to do the kvura, the avelos, and only afterwards we're going to do the mishnah. Fraktosh, why are you doing that for? What are you accomplishing? Anyway, the Mishnah's only later. The Mishnah's later, so do the chuppah later. So we have to see about that. That could be. We'll see. Good. That's good. I'll call upon him. And the Ritz Geis is the same thing later on. We said if there's hefzid mamon, so there's no hefzid mamon, just sell it. If it's loyal, so ma'am abasa, just sell it. And sell it and do what? Says the Ritz Geis. Sell it, do the chuppah, and do the mishnah later. Do the kvura, avelus, and then afterwards the mishnah. What's going on? Comes along the Sefer Bikurei Ruvain. And the Bikurei Ruvain says the following thing. Reb Ruvain Shapansky, Rosh Hashiva, Yeshivas Mir, Brooklyn. Says Ruvain Shapansky. Let's try to break it down. There's numerous different kashas over here. Kasha number one is, I thought an oinin is usher in Tashmish. So why are we allowing him to do the bia now? Do the chuppah, do the bia.
We give a
term.
What?
We already said no food.
So
we have the Brit for the Rambam.
We have
the Rambam.
The Rambam is not
there. Rambam says it's not. Yeah, it's the Brit for says that.
So he says that the Chayyim, this is going like the Rambam. that says it's not an Isser. There's no Isser Einin. Einin doesn't have an Isser of Simcha. There's no Avelis.
The Rambam says it's not
Avelis. Yeah, the Rambam. Yeah. And he says the Rambam holds like the Rif, so it works. Lashitasam, the Rambam says like the Rif. There's no Din Avelis. So you could get married while you're in Einin. You could do Bia while you're in Einin. There's no Din Avelis, Bechlal while you're in Einin. So therefore, it's not a problem of being Boyal B'Las Mitzvah. Ein ze heter klal, der ein Einin Mutter betashme Shamita. Aye, but the other question is, but why are we putting the chuppah before we're doing the chasana? Before we're doing the kvura? Rashi says you need a special heter to push off the kvura. Says the chasam sofer, he brings the chasam sofer and says, Adrabah. The Gemara on Lakamon, Dafi Zayin says, Na'avirin es ha-meis milifnei akala. If someone has to go first, a mace or a kala, who has to step aside for who? The mace steps aside for the kala. So over here we have a confrontation between a mace and a kala. Who goes first? Kala goes first.
But the wedding is not yet.
What do you mean?
It's not yet. You're set for another 2 days. You're another 12.
Yeah, but you can't do it in 2 days.
So right now, it's not a kala.
Yeah. Says the Chassam Sefer. So therefore, really, we should do the chuppah first. Because who comes first? The kala or the mace? Covenant of the chayim, covenant of the mace. And who comes first? So covenant of the chayim. Kala comes first.
So what's Rashi's chiddush?
Rashi's not like that. Yeah, obviously Rashi's not like me because of what you said. But this is pshat in the rush. So we understand now why the rush is doing the chuppah. But now we have two kashas. The riff. Two kashas on the rift. First of all, how are you allowed to do it? But Usr and Tashmish. Not an Isser. There's no Din Oinen, no Simcha Isu, no Tashmish Isu. There's no Din Oinen. The rift holds like the Rambam. There's no Din Oinen when it comes to no Din Isser Avelis on an Oinen. Yeah, but still, why is he going first? He's going first because the covenant of the Chaim goes first. We say first you do the Kala, then you do the Misa. So that goes first. But now we have a different question. If you already did the Kala, you already did the Chuppah, you already did the Bia, so then you're already in your...
Chasana.
In your Chasana. Once you're in your Chasana, you already did your Regel. Once you started your Regel, why is that Bia coming first? The whole svara of how this works, says Rashi, is once you do the chuppah and you do the bia, it's chalalov chasana v'havalei keregel, and the avelis can't come and knock it off. You've got a regel over here. So I don't care who dies, the mother of the chasan, the father of the kala, the fact is the regel's already here. Rabbi, so this is the beginning of the sugya again. We started a little bit on Thursdays. Says Reb Nochum Pritzovitz, says Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. They say the same thing. They say the following thing. Say, look, everyone agrees that if you're in the middle of a Yom Tif, a Rega, and it's Meis Lo Meis, you don't start your Avelis. Everyone agrees that. The Avelis Kohen comes afterwards. So what's going on over here? Chal of Chasana, Havalei Keregel. He says, over here it's different. Why? Because, what's the Mechayev of the Avelis? What? Let's start that again. When does he start his Avelis?
After the
Kvura. What's the Mechayev of the Avelis?
The
Misa. When does he start his Avelis? The Kvura. But what's Mechayev his Avelis? The Misa. So I ask you a question. What came first? The Avelis or the Chasana? What came first, the Avelus or the Chasana? Zokter of Nochem and Reb Shmuel. The right as the Misa happened already, so the Mechayev of the Avelus was here before the Chasana. The Mechayev of the Avelus was here first. Lemashal, let's say when does Avelus start? When does the Avelus actually start? The Avelus
Kvura.
What happens if there is no Kvura?
No, it doesn't start.
What's the siyish milakoyvroy? What's mechayv the avelus? The beetsin mechayv the avelus is the misa. It's just we keilu push it off until the kvura. If there is no kvura, you're ready chal avelus now, because the misa is what makes the avelus, not the kvura. The kvura is just keilu what's triggering, but the mechayv is avada the misa. Memela says Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. If that's true, what came first here? Really, what came first is the avelus. The Avelus came before the Moyed. The Regal came afterwards. Everyone agrees if the Regal would come first, so then the Avelus wouldn't come and be Doicha the Regal. But over here, what really came first was the Avelus. So even if you get married afterwards, you say it's Chal of Regal, too late. Once you do the Kfura, should be Potter. No, because it's already there. The Mechayiv of the Avelus is there first, therefore Avelus is coming first.
So we're not married Avelus, right?
Well, that depends.
Rashi says it doesn't work. That we're going in there now in the Ritz case.
Rashi says
it doesn't work. We're going in the Ritz case. It says not like Rashi.
Does that depend?
You know that the Avelis is not Chal yet?
What?
Because the Avelis is not Chal? I think it was Avelis was Chal already.
It's not the Avelis was Chal. Avelis is for sure not Chal. But the Machayev of the Avelis is here. Once the Machayev of the Avelis is here, therefore the Avelis is going to be Chal before the Regal is Chal. I mean, the Regal won't be Chal.
But Kedushin and Nisun are one Kenyan. It's the first half and the second half.
Right.
So it's Nechshav. So the Nisun is Nechshav that it came before, because the Kedushin happened way back when. That was the start of the Kenyan.
Or it's flipping a switch. It's already on. It's a battery.
Could be. Yeah. What's the pshat Eibazeh when it's mace aviv shel chasan? How does that work? We said, according to the Ritz Geis, according to the Rif, when it's mace imoy shel chasan, so what we do is we do the chuppah, we do the bia, and then we start the avelus. But if it's mace aviv shel chasan, so then what happens is we do the chuppah, we do the bia, and we start the mishteh. Why does the Mishnah start? But I thought the Avelis came first. So you could say, it's a special din derabanan and a chanami. Really, you should start your Avelis. And the Chachamim said, we're not starting the Avelis. Because we don't want to start the Avelis. It's a din derabanan. Because the Hefzid, because like Mandatok, whatever it is, they have reasons. There's definitely reasons for them to do it over here. The Shaila is there any gather to this Takanas Chachamim? Is there any gather to it, or is it just the Chacham said, "Look, we want the Chasana, we want the Mishnah to happen now." Yeah, but it was preempted by the Avelis. Too bad. We're stopping the Avelis. We're doing the Mishnah and finished. It's a whole Shaila if the Avelis is deraisa, if the Mishnah is deraisa.
It could still be Sheval Tasa, right?
Could be Sheval Tasa. Yeshkoch Ber Chachamim. That's the discussion. I would say this is something which we have to clarify for tomorrow. The last thing we have to discuss is as follows, and not for Tuesday. I mean, everybody say this is really mamish, the neshama of the sugya is right here. The base Aaron is bothered. Aaron Wolkin. I don't get it. Why are we making the chasana? Is it because we care about their money? Is it about the money? It seems like it's about the money. Why does it seem like it's about the money? Because the Gemara says it's only if it's Nasan Mayim Agabe Basar, where you can't sell it, so there's going to be Hefzid Mamon. It seems like it's about the money. On the other hand, it seems like it's about the fact that no one's going to help the Chasan or the Kala, because it's only Aviv Shel Chasan or Ima Shel Kala. Because Lekaman de Torach. That's not about money. That's because no one's going to take care of it. It's not going to be done properly. So which one is it? Is it about the money, or is it about the fact that no one's going to help the chasan kala?
It's each one's own thing, and the money is.
So what happens if you have hefzid mamon, but it's not the father of the chasan? Then we go through with the chasana. What happens if you have the father of the chasan, but there's no hefzid mamon? We go through with the chasana. So which one is it? So Rabbi Aaron Walker wants to say it's a machloikas in the Gemara. It's two different shittas. The one who says Davka Aviv Shel Chasan, he's the one who holds that it's totally in Tircha, Nekoman de Tarach. And the one that says you need Nasan Mayim Al Gabe Basar, he holds it's totally in Hefzid. And there's two different opinions in our Gemara.
So what's
the Gemara's answer, then, like, oh, if you could sell the stuff and get your money back, then that'll push away the fact that the father died.
No, it's a different answer. It's not going with that. It's like Eva Gemara just changed gears and said a new answer. They're two totally different opinions according to the Beis Aharon. However, the Rishonim seem to say clearly not like that. Come on, all the Rishonim. It seems that you need both. So what's the vart? You need both. The boy said this is a very, very important nakuda here. There's two things here. Two separate things. Nasan Mayim Agabi Basar means as a hefsid moment. What happens if you were Nasan Mayim Agabi Basar? You could sell everything, but the father chas is not going to be there. You didn't lose a penny. Then the halacha is that you have to do the chasana now. But the father chas is not going to be there later. Too bad. Mother chas is not going to be there later. Too bad. There's no hefsid moment. You have to do the chasana now. What happens if it's going to be that there's a huge hefsid moment? Huge hefsid moment, but the father chasana's still there. You have to sell it. You have to move on. But I can't even sell it. I'm going to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. Too bad. We're doing the chasana. So what is it telling you? Is it telling you the hefsid? Or is it telling the fact that lechem on the Torah? This Beis Hashem we're going to continue with, hopefully, on Tuesday.